faith in the speech of Imam Musa Saad. Ignore those who have entitled themselves as the faithful, for anyone who is faithful is definitely brave, generous, and kind as well. But when and where there is God's consent? And if God's consent is not there, that person is a cowardly and stingy. First, see how faith becomes the source of excellent attributes. Is it faith the cause of all these miracles? Yes, it is. Look at the Holy Quran, which says in this regard, "Look, the friends of Allah will indeed have no fear, nor will they grieve." A friend of Allah has no fear of anything, does not grieve anything, and never regrets anything or gets depressed for anything. So faith in the words of the Quran is the cause of courage. There are verses of the Quran about attributes of the God-fearing, for instance, where the Quran says, "The servants of the All-Beneficent are those who walk humbly on the earth. And when the ignorant address them, they say, 'Peace,'" and other verses describing the attributes of the God-fearing. And there are verses about piety, one which says, "Piety is not to turn your faces to the east or the west." The Holy Quran gives us this lesson that faith to Allah the Almighty is the source of all attributes of perfection for human beings. Please do not underestimate this word. This is the basis behind our discourse. If we truly become faithful, then we have everything. What does faith in God mean? Faith in God means that I believe in God to be the creator of this world, and I shall bring this belief to words, and my heart embodies this faith and belief too. And even my tongue, my blood, my skin, and my feelings should have that faith. And I shall never lose my faith at the time of anger and fury, and at the time of fear and dread. Anyway, if I become all faith in God, then something else comes up, and it is to ask ourselves of the faith in what God? What do we believe about God? What is our God? He is the one to whom belong the best names. Our God is aware, just, compassionate, the all-magnanimous, the creator, the nourisher. We believe in him to be like that. Now, if we believe in such a God, and we have brought this belief to words, and our heart is yelling this faith as well, then we certainly believe that there is this powerful God ruling the world, who does not oppress anyone, and this world is built upon truth and justice. And it is full of good, full of blessings and beauty, and of course, full of goodness and truth.
Every other day, you can listen to Ulama's speech only on COI Radio on Hotbird 12.437 GHz frequency 27500 horizontal.